Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brock Holt stops by at our table.
Look at that.
Listen to those cheers.
Wow.
We had Pedro, as we were telling you. We had Sal. We had Alex Cora. Nobody elicited that type of response.
The first cheer we
did. Nothing.
That surprised me because I've been places with Alex Cora, and he gets applause, standing ovations wherever he goes. So that surprises me. He's a hero around here. So that's cool, man. It's, you know, stuff like this is fun for us, fun for the fans, and it's cool to be here.
You notice the difference? I mean, other than the fact you're World Series champions, I mean, that's going to be a little different for you in the offseason.
No, I mean, that's obviously what you want to do. Offseason shorter, but we'll take it every time. I think everyone's, you know, your offseason shortens by about a month, but I think everyone's at this point, regardless of how short it is kind of itching to get down to Florida and get going. So this is kind of a cool time to do this and get people excited.
Especially when you got the band back together again.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, okay, so Joe Kelly, I guess, Craig Kimbrel, we'll see. But position player-wise, I mean, you know everyone's going to be there in the lockers come, you know, when you get to Fort Myers.
Yeah, that's a cool feeling. I mean, you never know how this game's going to go. Obviously, we would have loved to have Joe back. We'd love to have Kimbrel back. But other than that, everyone's coming back, and you know, as special as things were last year, to know that the majority of the guys are coming back is a big bonus, big plus. You know, everybody camaraderie is already there. You know, and this weekend we're kind of all, you know, getting to spend a little time together after the off season, and everybody's excited. So it should be fun.
Alex told us a little while ago he thinks this offense can be even better than the one you had last year. How can that be?
Yeah.
I'm listening to what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's because we have everyone back. I mean, the guys who did what they did, Mookie and JD, I mean, they're special players. They're going to be elite every single year. And then you got guys who we've got the whole year. We've got Steve Pierce back the whole year. Guys are going to be healthy. Hopefully Petey gets back and he jumps in there and does what he does. You know, I think there's a chance that we can be better, and that's scary to think about. Good for us, obviously, but we got a lot of talented guys, and you know, it's going to be fun.
So Alex Cora brings over a hidden philosophy, right? What he wants, more aggressiveness. He brings in JD Martinez as like the poster child of it, right, for you guys. But I was talking about how hard mentally that can be to transition. You were a guy that took a lot of pitches, you know, Mookie the same way, Pedroia the same way. Because for a guy like you who likes to work deep in the count, a one pitch out is a waste.
Yeah.
Like I always think that's the mentality. Because I had it when you were playing. One pitch out is a waste. How do you change that mentality, and how did that work for you guys as a team? Because you guys change your approach.
Yeah, I think you have the guys that are gonna be more aggressive. I still obviously, you know, want to see some pitches. But there's certain situations within a game where if you get a good pitch to hit, try to do some damage with it, whether it's guys in scoring position. I mean, for me, it's, you know, it's pinch hitting. You come in off the bench, you got to be ready to go from pitch one. So you're looking for something you can drive, and you know, AC kind of brought that over, and it helped a lot of guys. But for me, I'm still a guy in certain situations that call for me to be aggressive. I'm gonna be, but then there's certain situations where I'm gonna, you know, step back a little bit and try to put together a good at bat. So it's just kind of knowing the game, knowing the situation, and you know, that's one of those things that, you know, sometimes that first pitch though is the best one you're gonna get. So you get ready as soon as you can and try to get into the bat early, and hopefully you get a good pitch and be ready to hit it.
Speaking of pinch hitting, you know, there were moments last year we just felt like something was different. We looked at Alex Cora and said, "Man, this guy can't do anything wrong." One of those instances, I believe, was Mitch Moreland's on deck. Righty's pitching, and all of a sudden he calls the lefty back on deck, and he brings in another lefty. So he actually puts you. Which lefty? What are we doing here? And it still worked.
Yeah, you know, I hope AC's not listening to this, or maybe he won't hear it. That's the only time the whole season where I was mad at him, because the whole year was, hey,
you knew
look,
you
this
knew
situation,
role.
Knew where you were hitting, knew when you were hitting. We were all down getting ready, and they said, Mitch, you're going to hit. Mitch is on deck. I'm like, all right, we're done. Take my batting gloves off. I'm down in the cage about to watch Mitch hit, and then someone runs down and says, hey, Brock, you're hitting. I said, when? Right now. I was like, now? So put my batting gloves back on, put my helmet on, walk to the
Mitch is walking back.
Mitch is walking back. I walk to the plate. No warm-up swings, no nothing.
And what'd you do?
I hit a homer.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. So it was one of those things where I was mad, and I'm like, well, I mean, I'm not prepared, so but let's go out and see what happens.
After that happened, did you sit down and say, okay, why?
Then I wasn't mad at him.
But did you say why? Like, what happened there? Obviously, you weren't mad.
No,
were
I think they explained the situation to me after the game, and it made sense. But it's something that I wasn't thinking about. But yeah, I mean, I was a little frustrated there for a while, because I like, this is a throwaway at bat. Like, I was mentally
another
out of it.
One. Yeah,
another 0-for-1, you know, and I hit a homer, and then I'm like, AC, way to go, man. Good call.
Do you remember what the thinking was? What did they tell you?
Yeah, I forgot what it was. But it was way
to do with a lefty coming in to face Mitch. And
they didn't want to burn Mitch. Yeah. Because I think if something happened, they were going to bring in someone else. So it was one of those things where I wanted to keep Mitch available if they had to.
So he didn't mind burning you?
Didn't mind burning me, but I burned them for a three-run homer.
Why do you have
homer.
To bring that up? Why do you have to say that?
I burned them for a three-run homer, so it worked. Yeah.
So when you look and think about Brock Holt, because it was, like, last year at spring training, like, what is Brock? You know, you had a lot of, you know, the head injuries, some concussions. The year you had was outstanding. And when you think of you think of kind of like a glue. And that's hard to find, like, a leader in that utility role. Alex was one of them, and you've seen a few of them. How difficult is that? Or how easy was it for you to kind of be a leader that isn't out there every single day in that lineup?
Well, with this group, it's easy. You know, for me, obviously, you ask anyone, we want to play every single day. And that's something that, you know, you're not really in control of. I mean, you look around the lineup, I mean, I'm pretty honest with myself. I'm like, I'm not better than Mookie Betts, Jackie, Benny, Devers, Bogey, Petey. I don't play first, Mitch. But to be a part of this team, this is what I have to do. And, you know, that's what makes it easy for me. And such a great group of guys. It's easy to root for everyone. There's no egos. I play when I'm told I play, and I try to stay ready, and you know, I'm confident in my abilities. So whenever that time comes, I feel comfortable going in and doing the job. So it's a fun team to play for. AC coming in and changing the whole thing, our new staff, and that's what made it so easy for me to stay so locked in, not. Getting the everyday at bats.
What's the biggest thing he changed?
The biggest thing for me in my role, and I think everyone can attest to it, is the communication. He's so good about letting guys know.
Night before.
Hey, you're playing shortstop on Tuesday. Hey, you're not playing tomorrow. Or hey, second base tomorrow. If he doesn't tell you right after the game, you get a text message before you get to the house. Mm-hmm. And I mean, for everyday guys, for me, that's huge.
Oh yeah,
knowing like when you're playing, and then for everyday guys too. Hey, after the game, hey, you're not playing tomorrow. You know, Brock's gonna play short tomorrow, so Bogey can
check out.
All right, I'm good. You know, I got the day off. I'm go home, relax, come to the field, get my work done, not have to worry about. You know, so it's just one of those things, man. It helps you prepare, and it helps you go out and perform. So. And especially, I think, in my role, AC was kind of the same role I am. And for him to be so open and let me know what's going on, and everyone, let everyone know what's going on is huge for us.
You guys are in an unusual position where typically a championship team in any sport has a lot of turnover. Not a lot of turnover for you guys on this roster. How much does that help going into this season as you guys look to defend this thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think the cohesiveness, the camaraderie, it's there from the start. You know, we went through a lot last year. We had a lot of fun. And as far as a team, I've never been a part of something like last year where we were legit the best team from the first day of spring training mm-hmm. until the last day of the season. And it was so consistent in between those two times. And that's a long time to be consistent. And we were. And it was just everybody was on the same page the entire year. And that's kind of the communication thing. Like, we knew what we were trying to do, and we knew what we wanted to do, and everyone was pulling on that same rope. It's a kind of a dumb cliche, a cheesy cliche, but I mean, I've never seen anything like it, never been a part of anything like it. And, you know, to have that back is a huge starting point for us to try and go into next season and do what we want to do, which is win another one.
So February 15th, you guys, Red Sox, still as a team, are planning on going to the White House. Is that political in any way to you, or is it a celebration of championship?
Yeah, zero political. I mean, I don't know much about politics as it is. I'd be going to the White House regardless of who was in office. It's an honor to go there as a championship team. And for me, I want to go see the White House. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's not a lot of people who get the experience that we're going to have, the opportunity that we're going to have, the access that we're going to have to the behind the scenes and be a part of, you know, going in there and seeing how it works and everything like that. There's a lot of history in the building, so I'm looking forward to that. And I watch shows like Scandal and Designated Survivor, so I want to go see what happens in these shows, man. I'm trying to find Olivia Pope. That's what I'm trying to do.
And you're pulling for what I hear the other day. I saw a quote: Chick-fil-A. Is that what you're pulling for a meal?
Yeah, if the government shut down, we still go. Whatever. I mean, I'll eat McDonald's if they bring it. I prefer Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
I'm a big Chick-fil-A guy, so. You know, but yeah, I think, you know, guys are excited. I think it's more of an experience thing than a political thing, obviously.
Yeah.
Hey, last thing, are you a football guy?
Yeah, I do. I love college football. I've kind of turned into an NFL fan. I grew up in Texas, so got a lot of Dallas Cowboy fans, but since I've played, you know, here for, you know, however many years now, I've kind of turned into a Patriots fan. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Best way to turn them against you is saying you're a Chiefs fan.
I don't know much about the Chiefs, so no, looking forward to the game Sunday. I went to the game last week. It was cold. You know, we sat in a suite thinking it was going to be warm. They opened the windows. We froze. But it was a good game, man. I mean, we left in the third quarter, had to go home. Babysitter had to leave a little early, so but Patriots scored on every drive we were there for, so
your job was done.
My job was done.
At that point,
you did it the smart way.
They were up by 40
something.
I figured it was over. Yeah. So
it's a one lane road outside that stadium.
Looking forward to this game. It'll be fun.
Hey Brock, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you guys. Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.